Is it going to run away from you near the end there?
Obviously had opportunities in the first three sets, and then the fourth set, I mean, obviously I need to watch it back to see if I played badly. I mean, he was just ripping everything. The turns, he was getting on the baseline, just got lying all the time. And then once he got up a break, he just loosened up and was just going for his shots, and I couldn't recover. So the fourth set wasn't as frustrating to me. The third set was frustrating because I got a bit distracted when he fell on the ground after a couple of shots, and he was cramping, and then I let that distract me a little bit. That's what I'm most disappointed about. Not so much the fourth set, because I think especially at the end of it, he was just going for everything, and it was going in. But it's the third set was more frustrating.
And did you think he went for broke at the end because he was afraid of a fifth set, that he thought he couldn't last the fifth set?
No, I don't think so, because he was moving unbelievable at the end of the third set, sliding and chasing everything down. I think it was just more that once he got up, he loosened up a bit, and then was just going for his shots. And maybe if he'd started to miss a couple, then he kind of rein it back a little bit, but he wasn't missing. So he just kept going for it.
Is it a legitimate tactic to maybe, I don't know, maybe make your opponent think you're injured and then come back flying?
No, it's not legitimate at all. Obviously, like, I have no idea what the issue was, but you know, he obviously looked like he was in quite a bad way at the beginning of the third set, and came back unbelievable at the end of that set. And then obviously the way he was taking the ball in the fourth and moving was impressive. I don't know exactly what the issue was.
Do you think there was a deliberate element to it, Andy? At the start of the second and the third, he was sort of, looked like he was buckling under. His legs were buckling.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know. But I have no idea. I mean, it's obviously what he thinks. I would hope that would be the case. But yeah, if it was cramp, how he recovered from it, that's a tough thing to recover from and play as well as he did at the end. So. Yeah, I'm frustrated with myself for letting that bother me at the beginning of the third set, because I was playing well, I had good momentum, and then just dropped off for like 10 minutes and it got away from me. So that's the most frustrating thing, because I thought I obviously had opportunities in the first set, couldn't quite get them, and then managed to sneak the second, and then there was obviously that break up in the third. So yeah, there was definitely opportunities there.
What do you think you let it get to you this time?
What do you mean this time?
I mean, you've played him before. I mean, you played lots of matches in terms of where Gamet looked like he's hurt, but this time seemed to battle you more than usual.
I don't know exactly. I mean, I think that the way he was, like I said, the way that he was moving at the end of the third set, he also just started playing much better again, so that contributed to some of it as well. But I don't know, maybe it's the situation that if someone's cramping in the final of a slam with such a long way to go, you're feeling pretty good about yourself, and maybe I just dropped off for like 10-15 minutes there, and he got back into it. I don't know exactly why it was the case, but I've never really experienced that in in a slam final before, so maybe the occasion was something to use.
Do you think a lesson you can learn, and maybe next time you play him and the same thing happens, you will just not take your notice, turn your back to it, whatever?
Yeah, I think, in all matches, you concentrate on your own end of the court. That's just a basic, a basic thing to do. Sometimes when you play here at the US Open, because they have replays after every single point, and you're often waiting before you serve whilst they're showing you the replay, it's very difficult to not be aware of what's happening down the other end. But yeah, I've played enough matches to be able to handle that situation better. So that's what I'm saying. For me, that third set is what was disappointing, because I feel like we could have done a bit better.
Andy, the US Open, you said you thought Novak was physically stronger than you. And at the stage, do you come off the court feeling that tonight, or do you think you're closer to the physical?
No. To me, the reason I lost that match was not a physical thing. I don't believe that. I know how I feel just now and how I felt after the match with Novak at the US Open. And yeah, I'm not frustrated because for a physical reason, because I feel fine just now. And it appeared that he was the one who was struggling more physically than me. So that was, I guess, one improvement from there. And also, I did feel like I did have more opportunities in this match as well than in New York. I think for the first three sets, the level was probably better than it was there too. I'm happy that it wasn't a physical thing.
So, Andy,
positives you can take from this fortnight to kick on for the rest of the year?
Well, there's been a great couple of weeks. Compared with where I was a couple of months ago, well, it's night and day, really. I'm playing way, way better in almost every part of my game. Moving better physically, I feel better, more confident, more belief. I was a lot calmer before my matches. Mentally, I felt much stronger than I did at the end of last year and during the majors really last year. For me, I mean, a lot of positives. I wouldn't want to come away from here feeling negative about the way that I played or reaching the slam final. I mean, Novak has won 5 times here now, so no disgrace, obviously, in losing to him. A lot of positives for me to take from it.
Andy, so
80 days since the ATP, how pleasing is it therefore to be here, having achieved so much in such a short space of time with the work you've done with Emily?
Yeah, it's pleasing to be back playing close to my best. It does show that I still feel like I can make improvements in my game, and I still think I can get a few percent better over the next couple of months. And my job now is to try to maintain this sort of level and form and the way that I was trying to play throughout the event. Try to maintain that for the next few months and not sort of have dips in form. I want to try to be more consistent this year and play better in more events. That's what I want to do the next couple of months.
Andy, if it wasn't physical, was it mental that you lost 12 games out of the last 13, or what?
Set and then the fourth set. Look, like I said, I need to watch it again. I feel like at the end of the fourth set, he played fantastically well. Definitely after the first few games of the fourth set, he was going for everything and hitting the lines, and there's not much you can do in that situation. But I definitely got distracted in the third set, so that would be a mental thing.
And then talk about, if you would, the impact of working with Amelie. Has it been a net plus? Has it really helped you? And just spell out, if you would, how it's impacted your game and your running there.
Well, obviously in the last couple of months, I've had a lot of time.